Well, we've discussed this a fair bit on Breakfast over the years, the difficulty, the challenge of finding work that faces our veterans when they leave the Defence Force and try to adjust to civilian life. Indeed, 1 month after being discharged, around half of our veterans remain unemployed. Last night, the Prime Minister presented the Veterans Employment Awards at Parliament House in Canberra to recognise the ex-servicemen and women who have transitioned into the private workforce and the employers who've helped them. One of last night's winners was Ben Witham. After leaving the Army, Ben founded a cybersecurity company called Pen10. He's now been recognised with this year's Veteran Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Ben Witham, welcome to RN Breakfast, and Ben, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Fran. Thanks for having me.
An award like this, a Prime Minister's award for being the Veteran Entrepreneur of the Year, what does that mean to you, Ben?
Well, it's a fantastic initiative by the Prime Minister and the Department of Veteran Affairs. As you said in the lead-up to the program here, it's important to highlight to employers just the value that veterans can bring to the workplace.
And for you, I mean, how was the challenge for you? We've talked about the difficulty, and we talk about it a lot with groups like Soldier On and others, the difficulty that veterans have fitting back into civilian life. For you, you served 15 years. You were deployed to a range of places, East Timor, Iraq, Afghanistan. You left the Army in 2007. How big a transition was it for you? Can you describe that for us?
Absolutely. Look, when you do leave defence, you do feel a sense of dislocation. You've been part of a team, you've been serving a mission, working together for so long, and that step out, sometimes it's not of your own choosing, is really difficult. You know, you immediately feel a sense of loss of team, and then a loss of purpose. And so it's a difficult journey for many people to get back on their feet, you know, understand how they can contribute back into society as well. You know, for me, it was an easier journey. I formed some great friendships during my time in the military, and I was lucky enough to, you know, rekindle those friendships and start some businesses with them, and that's helped keep me going.
And Pen10, I think a third of your employees are veterans, so it's obviously a conscious move you take. But as an employer, speaking from a different perspective, is there an issue with veterans because of that team thing you talked about there, that veterans, many of them for many, many years, decades even, operating as part of a unit, taking orders in a pretty top-down organisation, difficult for them to learn to be individual decision makers and sort of acting unilaterally? Is that a hard adjustment as well?
Well, I don't think so, because the military does teach you to act on your own and give you a sense of purpose and direction of what you're supposed to do, and then trust you to pick up and carry on with those sets of instructions. But I've got to say that, you know, what you've touched on is a really important point when thinking about making the decision to hire veterans.
Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, there's a couple of things that stand out when I look towards an employee and bringing somebody on. And for those people who are military veterans, there's, you know, this desire to fight to win. You know, if they're part of your mission and part of your team, they just get on board with what you're trying to achieve and drive for success. And the other aspect is about teamwork, and you touched on that before. You know, in my mind, you know, there's a great adage that a champion team beats a team of champions every single day, and it's honestly true. You know, they're military veterans are used to working together and achieving things together as a team. And you can really spot that. It's very, very obvious when you have military employees working for you in that environment.
And Ben, I'm not sure of your personal situation, the personal, you know, what you saw and experienced in your military life in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. So I'm not sure in what state you came home, if I can put it that way. But we do know that some veterans come home damaged physically and mentally, and that is challenge enough when you're looking for employment and getting yourself employment ready. But then also the issue of coming home and not being able to get employment is a mental stress too. Have you seen that amongst your former colleagues?
Look, there's a lot of stories about that, and there were some fantastic ones that were shared last night. You know, stories of people that applied for tens of jobs. And what the good news was is that somebody was willing to give them a break, you know, to recognise their attributes that they developed through their time in the military and take a risk with them. And some fantastic stories from big employers around Australia who, you know, recognise just what a difference that those people have made once they've brought them onto the team. And now, you know, translating that into whole employment programs where they're bringing teams of people on, you know, targeting those attributes because they really make a difference to their organisation.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 20 past eight. Ben Witham is our guest. He founded the cybersecurity company Pen10 when he left the army after a long time with many deployments overseas. He's now just been named this year's Veteran Entrepreneur of the Year Award in the Prime Minister's Veterans Employment Awards. Ben, the challenges facing veterans when they come back home, as we say, is well documented and is acute. And the Productivity Commission has been running an inquiry into veteran services. It handed down a draft report in December. And the Commissioner, Robert Fitzgerald, said, "The time for tinkering is over. Bold reform is needed." From your experience personally, but also for those men you employ and those you know, men and women, do you think there are a lot of veterans falling through the cracks, that the bold reform is needed in terms of our veteran services?
Well, Fran, I'm actually optimistic. You know, going to events like what we did last night, you know, there is a real sense of understanding how important this is in the community. And what I'm encouraged by is that there's a conversation like you're having today and we're having today that's raising the awareness. And I've got genuine hope that we're heading in the right direction here, that we've that we're in the place right now and we're putting reforms in place to be able to manage and support this moving forward. Sure, there's a lot to do, but I'm genuinely optimistic about where we're headed.
Ben Witham, thanks very much for joining us. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Fran, and thanks for having me.
Ben Witham, he is the winner of the Prime Minister's Veteran Entrepreneur of the Year Award. He left the military, he left the army after deploying overseas in East Timor, Bougainville, Iraq and Afghanistan, and founded a cybersecurity company called Pen10. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 22 minutes past 8.